fights, so you can tell that some of those discipline issues that we had in the past just aren't arising as much anymore. And they're going to happen. You know, we're not going to be mistake-free. But as long as we're, you know, towards the top and the teams that don't make mistakes, we'll be okay.
Thank you. You guys talk so much about Kelvin Johnson, what he does, but also the work ethic he shows you in practice. Does that still amaze these diving balls of practice every, it seems like every day, does that still amaze you?
Oh, for sure. You know, he's one of those guys that can rest on the fact that he's bigger, faster, stronger than everybody. But he shows up every day and leads in his own way. You know, he's not a big rah-rah guy. Everybody knows that. And he knows that. So if he comes out and he's not going to tell you how to work, the best thing for him is to show you how to work. And he does that greatly.
Is he even bigger, faster, and stronger?
He is. You know, I think the whole team this offseason worked harder than we've ever worked before, and I think that's probably because we exited out earlier than we wanted to last year in the playoffs. And Calvin was right there with us, you know, working as if, you know, he was trying to earn a spot on the squad. And, it, you know, the result of that is getting bigger, faster, stronger. So he's looking better than ever.
Speaking of these injuries at running back, you know what Kevin Smith can do. What do you think about what you've seen from Williams and Dallin? Can they kind of handle that?
Yeah, they can. You know, these guys have played well in training camp and practicing, and they went out there in the game and took what they were doing on the field right there on game day. So these guys are playing at a high level. So it's going to be interesting. Just like at the receiver position, it's going to be interesting at the running back position, you know, how things shake out and who's going to be lining up come first game of the year.
What stood out about Keelan to you?
He knows where to go. You know, he has a nose for the yardage that we need. And he's a complement back to, you know, the speedy guys and the power guys because he's a mix. You know, he can get out there and bang with the best of them, or he can get around the corner and use his speed.
How about Joyke?
Joyke, you know, his play spoke for itself. He was running like a star running back in the NFL. And I was very impressed. I wasn't surprised, though. It's because he's been doing it at practice.
Have you missed a rep at all this whole training camp?
Me?
Yeah.
Nah.
You have not missed a rep this whole training camp.
When you're old, you can't afford to, man.
That's when you're supposed to
be
able
to. Yeah, you're right. But, you know, to be honest, I look at practice like hitting the weight room. You know, if I miss a day, I'm going to get weaker. Every day I'm at practice, I'm improving on something. I'm trying to work on my craft. So, and on top of that, I got to prove to the team that I'm durable and I'm productive. So going out every day, catching balls, scoring touchdowns is a confidence builder for me, and hopefully it instills confidence in everybody else.
You've been on teams that have gone through the progression that the Lions are going through right
now.
Some have faded. Some have taken the step.
Yeah.
What is the common denominator for those that have taken the step?
Just believing, you know, believing in the system. And I know that kind of sounds cliche because you hear it all the time, but just truly believe. You know, right now we got a good team. I can't point to a selfish guy on the squad. Once guys start feeling themselves and looking at their own individual achievements bigger than the team, that's when they can really go downhill. Right now, if we just stay unselfish and everybody follow the lead of our captains, you know, we can head in the right direction.
Do you have to almost forget about last year? Like, because you could win 10 games this year.
Right. It's completely separate. You know, we're not putting a number on how many games we have to win. We just want to improve from last year. And the way we look at it, if we improve from last year in every aspect, offense, defense, special teams, more productive on offense, less turnovers, if we do that, we're going to be a better team. I don't know how that's going to stack out with the wins and losses, but, you know, we can go out there and make the playoffs and have more of a threat, you know, to go all the way. So you're right. You got to kind of blank your mind and forget about the past, because last year's achievements might not get us the goal we need this year.
Right. Nate, not missing a rep. You know, you see a lot of vets out here with maintenance days, and it's understandable you get a little bit older. For you, is that, I mean, you saw them draft some young receivers the last 2 years. How much of that is a motivating factor?
It's a huge motivating factor. You know, Scott the other day, he said, man, you're looking really good. You're moving a lot faster.